Okay, welcome back to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107, AM 1240. And today we have the pleasure and the honor to speak with First Lieutenant Trey Kennedy, who is at Delaram 2, the forward operating base there in Afghanistan. And Lieutenant Kennedy, thank you for being with us today.
Appreciate you having me on, Ben.
Well, tell me a little bit about what you do in the Corps.
I'm a comptroller here with RCT6. So what I do is I basically oversee all the funds that come through here down at our level and then down into the battalions, and make sure our tax money goes to good use efficiently and effectively as we possibly can use them.
All right. So it all funnels through you. That's a pretty important job there.
It's not what you think when you think the Marine Corps, but I definitely love it. And it's nice to see our tax money at good use, especially from my point of view, overseeing the regiment here in the battalions down below and all the way down to the company platoon levels. So you know that how our tax money, when we pay off, you know, our tax money, it comes out of our paycheck, you know, every paycheck that we get, and we as citizens of the U.S. and so I can see where it's spent, and it's nice to know that you know, where I see it being spent. It makes me feel good about where it's going. So it's a pretty cool job.
Let's talk a little bit about how you got to this point. Where you're from originally?
Originally, I'm from Piedmont, South Carolina. It's just below Greenville, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me a little bit about your path to the Marine Corps. Did you you didn't enter, I think, out of college. I think I heard that you're a Clemson grad. You're a Clemson Tiger.
I am. I'm a Clemson Tiger. I went to Clemson. My wife and I both went to Clemson. I met my wife in high school at a place called Wren High School there in Piedmont, South Carolina. And we ended up getting married just after we both graduated from Clemson. Graduated on the same day, and we got married, and then I commissioned it to the Marine Corps, and we both definitely enjoy Clemson. We try to get back there as much as we can for a football game or a basketball game or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely a second home for us.
So you went right into the Marine Corps. Had you been in ROTC or the equivalent there at Clemson during that time?
Yeah, there is no ROTC at Clemson for the Navy, you know, the Marine Corps ROTC program. So I did the PLC program where we did all our training in the summertime. So I went up to Quantico to OCS for 10 weeks and in the summer of 2007, and then came back, finished school, and then commissioned there when I graduated in 2008.
Okay. What made you think about choosing the Marine Corps?
Well, you know, ever since I was young, I had a little interest in the military, but as I kind of grew older and matured, you know, I thought about all the freedoms we have, you know, all the rights we have as citizens of the U.S., and, you know, all the different ways we can take advantage of those freedoms, and I thought, you know, who earned that freedom for me? You know, it's those guys that, you know, fought. Some gave, you know, every single thing they had, you know, including their life. For me to have that freedom, and I thought to myself, what kind of, you know, how come I get that freedom, you know? So basically, I just wanted to do what they did for me for the next generation, you know, for when I have kids one day, you know, to let them have that freedom. You know, I wanted to give a part of myself so that they could have those freedoms that I enjoy, you know, growing up and as I get older. So that was the biggest thing. And then as far as the Marine Corps goes, you know, I always knew I wanted to do military. And basically, I kind of thought of it was, you know, where will I fit best? And actually, I started out in Air Force ROTC at Clemson. And I went 2 years in that, and it was fun. But I had an old Marine First Sergeant that I knew back in high school, and he set that seed in me for the Marine Corps and the ways of the Marine Corps. And I went a couple of years with the Air Force ROTC and did some summer training with them and realized, hey, you know, it's not quite my personality. The Air Force is good to go and everything, and they're good at what they do, but it just doesn't fit my personality, and I had to get back to my my old ways with that Marine Corps first sergeant that he ingrained in me, so I ended up coming over to the Marine Corps.
Did you study finances at Clemson? Is that how you got into that end?
I was a business major, so I got into a good bit of finance, and so that kind of does fit my it fits my background. You got some guys, you know, their MOS has absolutely nothing to do with their major, which is cool because they bring a different perspective to the Marine Corps. But actually, mine was right up my alley. I was a business major there at Clemson. So it's definitely something I was interested in, and it was one of my top choices, as well. So,
you described a little bit about what the comptroller does there. Go into some detail here. Now, are you looking at a request or defense appropriations? How does that train work?
Okay, well, basically, the thing you got to understand about any kind of government fund is every single dollar is labeled. And we like to say it's color-coded. You got different colors, and they're all spent for different things. So you don't just have a big wallet of money, and you just like your own personal funds, where you go to the bank, and hey, I need some groceries, and I need some, I need to go to the movies or something like that with my wife, and then I need to get some gas, And it's all come out of the same account. That's not how it works with the with government funding. It's all labeled. So you have one, and using that simile there, that analogy, basically it's like you've got one that's color-coded for gas only. Then you got another one that's color-coded for groceries only. Then you got another one that's color-coded for entertainment. However, there's not a whole lot of entertainment with the Marine Corps, but that's basically how it works. And what I do is I make sure that I advise our staff basically to make sure that everything we do is legal, first of all. And I'm side by side with our staff judge advocate here.
Sure.
But as well as I'm kind of the creative guy, as in, they want to figure out how, okay, this is our mission. We need to figure out how we can go about doing this the most efficient way. That way we're not just wasting money or anything like that. So I'm the guy that comes in and balances it out and makes sure, okay, hey, we're not wasting money here. We're not writing one contract when we could be saving all that money and writing four more or something like that.
Right.
That are cheaper or something, so that's basically what I do. So I'm a little bit of, a little bit of legal mixed with a little bit of finance mixed with a little bit of creativity. So it's all that wrapped up into one.
Now, does every forward operating base have a comptroller, or are you administering more than just in Delaron?
No, actually, the regiment is pretty much as low as we go in a deployed environment. In fact, we actually haven't even been to the regiment, but the Marine Corps saw a need for it. So here we are, and we have comptrollers at the regiment now. There's usually only about one per regiment, and they're not down at the battalions or even the companies or anything like that. So basically, what we do is we have the lowest level possible, so we're the ones that are seeing what is actually being executed on the battlefield.
Right.
So that's kind of how that works.
Yeah, that ends up being the boots on the ground is what you see. Then is where that really the money really goes. That's right.
So I'm the first guy that sees it.
Well, now I just you have family back in Jacksonville, or where are they staying?
I do not. I'm actually what they call individual augmentation. I'm not actually a part of this the regiment here. Mm-hmm. Back stateside. I'm actually stationed up in Quantico.
Mm-hmm.
At Marine Corps Combat Development Command up there. So I volunteered to come out with the regiment out here as a individual augmentee.
Have you been on a deployment before?
This is my first one, Ben. I'm a young guy, so this is my first one.
Is this pretty much what you expected it to be?
It's almost everything and almost nothing that I expected. There's some days that, I got this, I kind of saw this. And then there's another day where it's just like, wow, I never saw this coming. So some days are, right where I expected it to be. and some days it surprises me. However, you know, anything that I was trained to do or anything like that, you know, I'm very prepared. You know, when I first came out here, I was, I fit in really good, and I had a good grasp on it. So nothing that I couldn't handle. But like I said, some days, you know, it's just as I expected, and some other days it's completely new ball game.
Well, it's great to hear someone who talks about it and has that experience with saying that the money that we have really invested through our taxes is being put to good use, and our folks there on the ground are doing the job that they are sent there to do. So we appreciate hearing that again from you. First Lieutenant Kennedy joining us today as we speak to our men and women, our Marines and sailors in Afghanistan deployed at Dalaram 2. And we want to thank you, Lieutenant, for being with us today.
Ben, I appreciate you having me on, and to everybody back home, we appreciate the support. We get a lot of packages and cards and things like that, and every time we get it, it's like Christmas, so we really appreciate it. We appreciate the thanks and the prayers as well. So, Ben, I appreciate you having me on.
All right, that'll do it for us. We thank you for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Hey, Ben, thanks for your help, and we'll talk to you later on maybe once again.
Hope to see you back here soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye now.